This is Twit.
Welcome back to The Tech Guy. I'm Rich DeMuro, filling in for a vacationing Leo Laporte. Phone lines are open. You can get in right now. 8888 Ask Leo, 1-888-827-5536. We are talking about technology, gadgets, computers, websites. Does anyone say that anymore? Websites, apps. Most people are talking about apps, I think. Whatever you want. Yes, I'm in for Leo Laporte today. I'm the tech reporter at KTLA News Channel 5 in Los Angeles. So you can find more about me at richontech.tv. And the website here for the show is techguylabs.com. What's cool about that website is basically anything you hear mentioned on the show, let's say it's an app or a website or something that we mention, you can go and just do a keyword search and find not only what the person asked, but also what we've recommended to them. And by the way, this goes back a while, so you can research a lot of stuff. It's a great website just to research almost anything that you need help with. So that's kind of cool. Speaking of help, Dan is in New Jersey, my home state. Dan, welcome to the show.
What do you know about that? Hi, Rich. You're doing a fantastic job. I'm very impressed.
Thank you. Where in New Jersey?
I'm in Montclair, New Jersey.
Oh, I'm from Clifton, which is right next door.
Oh, that is right next door.
Do we know each other?
You're my brother. I forgot. That's right.
No, it's actually anyway. Dan DeMuro. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's funny, too. My parents are elderly, and they want to have... they can't get up and answer the door like they used to. And when the doorbell rings, and so they want two things. They'd like to be able, they do have an iPad. So they'd like to be able to see who is at the door. And they would like to be able to unlock the door for a friendly face. And I did some research, and all I could find was like companies that would do one or the other. Let's say they would have the doorbell camera, or they would have the lock. But I was just wondering, I couldn't seem to find somebody that did one together. It doesn't really matter. I can get two different devices, but I was hoping that maybe there was something to be more coordinated. I have a Schlage Sense lock, which I love, which I use with my iOS device. They also have an Apple TV, so that I know that would work in tandem with that. But if you could... if there's some kind of a suggestion for, either two different good devices or one maybe that's kind of coordinates together. Wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, I personally use the... I understand what you're saying. There's like various products that will do these both of these things. Here's the thing, though. I mean, how tech savvy are your parents, and how willing are they to, kind of own this setup? I mean, are they going to be okay with all this?
Well, that's a whole other question. My father should be able to do it. I mean, they want to be able to see who's at the door, and I know. By the way, I have a $200 coupon from Verizon to buy any Nest product, so I could, get the Google Nest, doorbell. But also then, I mean, what happens if they find it's a friendly person? They have to go down the stairs.
Right.
And so they would like to be able to see that person and then just say, or hit the button and unlock the door, And I think, in a way, I don't see how, it's two steps almost, I think they could do it. I'm going to have to assume at least.
Well, I mean, I think that there's ways of getting these products to work in tandem to do this. Mm-hmm. I don't think that there's a product that I was thinking, because I know there's a product called Nest IQ, which actually kind of recognizes familiar faces. And I think if you wanted to, you could probably make it so that that could recognize a familiar face and unlock your door. I think you could do that. I'm not 100% sure, but the reality is you don't want something that's fully automated because you don't want, you don't want the door to open up. The second thing is that your parents,
They might know who it is, right? It might be a new person, but who they know is coming over.
Right. But the reason I bring up, are your parents accepting of this is because, I cut the cord for my mom back in New Jersey, and it was great. We had a celebration. We ditched the cable box, all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, it came to... oh, why isn't this working? Wait a second. And it just, right. You know, and it really, it's become a kind of not a huge problem, but there's been some issues where, you know, it's tough to do tech support from, you know, 3,000 miles away when something is physically going wrong with the device, you know, and you're sitting there saying, okay, now unplug the box. Well, now what does that mean? Yeah, to us, you may understand. You may understand, Dan, because you're smart and you're a tech person, but your parents, who I'm not saying aren't smart, but they're not necessarily techies, to them, when you say, okay, now you got to close out the app on your iPad because it's not responding, you know, they might not know what that means. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Oh, exactly. I know. So I once was helping my mother-in-law who lived in Florida, you know, doing things from afar, and I was almost, I was thinking about killing myself, you know.
Oh gosh, don't go that far. I think what you need is, I think that it's going to be a two-step process. I think you can do two things with them. I think that you probably want to get something. You have to kind of decide, you want to get the Ring doorbell or do you want to get the you know, the Nest, what is it, the Hello, you know, video doorbell. Nest is newer, but, you know, it's clearly owned by Google, so it's going to work with Google Assistant pretty well. And I think what you need is you need to have that set up so you have it so when someone rings, they can see it on their screen. And I would actually probably go with a dedicated screen where they're not just using the tablet that they use every day to kind of like look at the news and stuff. Like I have a tablet that's sitting on my counter that has the video screen. So that way it's easier and, you know, or if you don't even want to do the doorbell, maybe they have a regular doorbell, but they just have a camera that's set up that they can view at all times. You know, I also have that outside my front door where I just have a video feed. That might be your better bet because then they don't have to do anything with the video side of things. Because even with the Nest and the Hello, you're still going to have to look at something. And the one cool thing about the Nest actually is that the Nest will send you a snapshot of the person that's kind of in front of the camera. So you could do it that way where they get a notification to their iPad. They can see the little person, a picture of them, and then they can go and unlock the door. But I think you're going to do two separate things. I personally would have one set up where it's just a stream of outside their front door. Someone rings their doorbell, which could be their regular doorbell. And then once they do that, all your parents have to do is open up an app on their iPad to unlock the front door. And when it comes to that, or you could take it a step further and you can actually get them a Google Home Mini or, you know, an Amazon Echo, and they can just do a voice command to unlock the front door. And you could easily set that up with a million different locks. You said you have, I forget which one you said you had, but you know, you've got all these different locks available that you can use. And those are that's a pretty simple setup. So I think it's a two-part setup. Make the video part easy. Or you can make the video part, you know, a little bit more complicated by getting the Ring and the person rings the doorbell. They see the video, they swipe to see the video. If they like the person, then they can call out to their smart home speaker and it will unlock the door. Now, of course, with any tech setup, there's going to be potential issues. So you can't just rely on this 100%. But I think, Dan, that that's going to be probably the best setup, for your parents. How's that sounding to you?
That's intriguing. The only question I have, which I don't quite understand, is if they have, let's say, the camera, is it like you said, you had a dedicated screen all the time?
Right.
It's always on. So that's just always on, like in the kitchen or something?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That?
Just always on.
It never goes by.
Never goes off. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that just has to be someplace where they can see it.
Yeah, exactly. Like put it on their, you know, if they're sitting in the living room, you know, I think maybe an old tablet. You know, that you repurpose as a streaming device. It's almost like a window outside their front door. I think that's the best way. You want to keep things as simple as possible. If they're swiping to answer the door on Ring to look who the person is, waiting for that video to come up, and then they have to call out and unlock the door or go to a different app on the iPad, it's just way too complicated. And you have to think, technology is amazing, but we don't want to get to a point with it where you can't, where you're going to frustrate your parents and you're trying to make things easier for them, not more frustrating. And you don't want to get to the point where they feel bad asking you for help about this stuff because they can't figure it out. And then you come there 6 weeks later and you say, hey, what's going on? How's everything working? Oh, we haven't answered the door in 2 months because we didn't want to bother you. All right, Dan in Montclair, New Jersey. Thanks so much for the call.